following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
When pain strikes, put on a Salon Pause pain relief or arthritis patch and join the pain-free movement. Salon Pause is the only FDA-approved over-the-counter pain relief patch. Two powerful active ingredients go right where it hurts, reducing inflammation and relieving mild to moderate pain for up to 12 hours. Millions are joining the pain-free movement. Now, it's your turn. Salon Pause.
Salon Pause.
Available at CVS Pharmacy, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Duane Reade.
This is the sound of a Yellow Book print ad working for Rincon Vista Veterinary Center.
Drop it.
Ching. And Yellow Book search engine marketing working for their business.
Next.
Ching. And a YellowBook.com online video ad running smoothly.
Ching.
The thing is, with Yellow Book's full spectrum of marketing tools, small businesses like Rincon Vista Veterinary Center can hear the sound of success. Yellow Book 360. Go beyond yellow. Call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit YellowBook360.com today.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's time to play that real kick-ass open.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with sports director Doug Duda.
Doug Duda with a sports update on ESPN.
Pick and roll, and Olmstead is wide open from Romy. And he's got him locked up, and he gets the pin. Michael Klingensmith gets pass knocked away by Maritska. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
It is now a new trophy. We have a new champion. A new champion is crowned.
Be big. I'll be big anyway. I don't know how much of a help I'll be.
This is so Apollo Creed and Rocky in the middle of the ring.
And now it's time for the best sports show in central Nebraska.
I wouldn't go that far, Mayor.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday edition. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Somebody's going to be a winner on the program today of a $25 gift card from Troutman's Quality Meat. So that's coming up on the program today. Also, among our guests, Darren Waddington. He is the head wrestling coach going on at Wood River. They are ranked number one in the preseason in Class C. They just had a huge invite this past week. We'll talk to him where they had some of the top teams in the area, including Central City, Amherst, and others. We'll talk with the coach coming up later on in the show. Also, the PBR is coming to Kearney on Saturday. Midway Auto Group PBR Challenge going on at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds Saturday night at 7:30. Tickets are on sale, but you could win them here on the show. Plus, today, Wayne Wise with the PBR. He's going to be calling all the action Saturday night. He's going to join us coming up in about 15 minutes here on the program today. So those are among some of the folks that we're going to be talking to. Plus, we're going to hear some comments from Coach Bo Pelini, who just didn't want to talk to the media again yesterday after practice. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis on the Doug and Daddy Show. Our phone lines are always open. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And you can email the program to the Dent Popper inbox, home of the armor lining. Get your vehicles fixed up before the snow just covers all those and freezes those dents and dings in there. They'll get it done for you. The address to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. You now must put the Minnesota Vikings in the worst teams in the National Football League. And not because of talent, Daddy. Once you quit,
right,
you should be fined more than the guy that stuck his knee out from the Jets. That's embarrassing. I don't care if you had to play in Detroit. It's embarrassing.
You know, it's embarrassing when you get two Eli Manning interceptions and you've got 3 points to show for in the first quarter. You know, that's something. Eli Manning turns the ball over. You've got to make the other team pay for it, and you got to be up 17-0. They weren't. That didn't happen.
I ask for you as a friend in counseling. This isn't a 12-step program. This is a one-step program. I don't care what Joe DiMeo tells me next year. If I have any chance of drafting Adrian Peterson, you absolutely tackle me, duct tape my mouth, take away the computer, and just pick the next guy on the board. They don't utilize this guy. What happened to Adrian Peterson? Horrible. They don't give him a chance. What was it, 16 rushes, 29 yards last night? And this is a recurring theme. He's had one good day. Has he busted off one touchdown all season long of more than 10 yards?
Well, he busted off one a week ago for 30-some, didn't he? I mean, he's had his moments, but yeah, you're right. The opportunities The opportunities don't present. Well, say the same thing about Tennessee with Chris Johnson. You got a terrible passing offense, and he had 11 carries 3 weeks ago. Well, I don't understand. I mean,
7 carries, 5 yards. I don't understand what's going on with these coordinators. They're trying to outsmart the other team. You got all pro players. Use them.
Well, the Giants, you know, Eli was having a tough night, so what did they do? Turn and hand the ball off. Brandon Jacobs, 73-yard run, longest of his career. Mod Bradshaw's knocking people, bulldozing people down. Yeah, you utilize the talent you have around you.
And what is Colin Cowherd and Peter King were talking right before this. If the Philadelphia Eagles get rid of Michael Vick, the fans in that town, are you kidding me? Let's trot out Michael Vick All-Star, or trot out Kevin Kolb, who all they're going to remember is 5 quarters this season, but they're going to remember the unathletic, you know, fair-skinned, slow quarterback compared to the high-energy, quick, slingshot arm superstar Michael Vick. Really?
I think I brought this up about a month ago. They were talking about it on the NFL Network. And right then, you know, you're like, wow, they're not going to do anything with him. And I said, that's what the word is. Now it looks like that's what they're thinking about doing. It's true. How many teams in the NFL would love to have Michael Vick? How many better playmaking? His passing is night and day. You know what? There's a lot of quarterbacks who go to prison for 2 years. They come back and throw like he does now. He has improved. When he was at Atlanta, he couldn't throw the ball.
Well, I think he has less distractions now. He has admitted that. He was just going on natural talent. Maybe he's worked at it a little bit more. Your thoughts, man. There's some definite separation. And you know what's also going to make me ill? The Giants advancing in the playoffs. They just, every time, make me ill. I just can't root for the Giants. I just can't. They just, no personality, blah, New York. Give me Atlanta. Give me the Saints. I mean, we're talking NFC. Give me the Eagles.
I'm right with you. Yeah, you know, and a lot of that's a spinoff of Coughlin, and a lot of people don't appreciate. Well, they just don't understand a guy like that. It's all business. And I think it's the same Belichick mentality.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776.
The big news, though, Doug, where do you, and you can go back and we can do this for the whole hour if you want. Where do you rank Brett Favre's streak at 297 as greatest accomplishments of all time? Because this morning, I couldn't come up with something that I thought was second closest to this streak. I don't even think there's a Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hit streak.
Cal Ripken's streak, more impressive. Well, then we're not even going to have this discussion because I'm not going to waste time. It is nationally known that is a better streak than Brett Favre. And I love Brett Favre. It's probably the best streak in football. It is what it is. Mike Golic this morning was dismissing it, saying lineman streaks, Matthew's streak was maybe better. He goes, they get hit on every play. Him and Hasselbeck went back. I mean, it was more than just friendly banter this morning on Mike and Mike. I actually flipped over the TV just to watch a little bit of their facial reaction, and Greenberg just sat back and started to chuckle, and then he didn't, and then, you know, I was just like, okay, wow. So you were a lineman, Golic. Okay, stick up for your boys. Hasselbeck, you were a quarterback. Stick up for your boys. Is what it is. Here's what I'll say about the whole thing. The man's alive, and he hasn't retired. I'm tired of hearing about it. The streak is over. We've went, you know, if this was the first time Brett Favre, you know, hadn't retired and the streak's over, then fine. Give him his 24 hours. ESPN, move on. I'd rather hear about Duke basketball, Butler basketball, Tennessee women taking on Baylor in basketball. Find me a wrestling story. Find me an NFL story besides that. What are you telling me that I don't already know about Brett Favre? Nothing. There is nothing new about Brett Favre this year. Nothing. So why are we rehashing the same crap every day on the national media? The streak ended. We knew about this. Every time that he retired, we heard about the streak ending and all the great plays. And I love Brett Favre, and I love his competitiveness. I'm just one of the guys that's tired about hearing about it. Now, as far as where the streak ranks, it's probably number one in all of football. But you ask my opinion, Ripken 1, Favre 2.
Fair enough. I mean, I just think you go back to 1992, a stamp was 29 cents.
Fine. I think it was 95. Merritt, would you find out when Cal Ripken's streak ended? Check that out for me. Cal Ripken played 162 games a year. Brett Favre played 16.
In a cage with lions, where Cal Ripken's on a golf course.
Every day, Cal Ripken has to stretch, ride the bike, go through batting practice, go through fielding practice. What does Brett Favre do every day? Stands back and throws the ball, and that's what he's done for the last 10 years. Now, the first 10 years in his career where he's trying to win a Super Bowl, probably different.
I would say if it's that so unimpressive to you,
okay, let's just break it down before we go to break. You're all football all the time. The only sport you love is football. That's why you think Brett Favre's streak is number one. It's not number one in my opinion. If you think it is, I disagree with you.
That's fine.
You have no... I mean, what's next then? What's next? And in all... I mean, let's face it, you're football. That's it.
No, I would put Cal Ripken. I would put Cal Ripken up there. Right up there is
up there with what else? What else is there besides these two streaks?
I'm saying this as put up all the records. Joe DiMaggio's hit streak, I think, is up there.
That has nothing to do with physical. That has nothing to. Yeah, it's impressive. Yeah, it's one of the greatest streaks.
No one's come close to this. If it was that unimpressive and so easy to do, then somebody it would be. There'd be 1A, 1B, okay, like 290, 292, and people would be dropping off this list.
Okay, Peyton Manning hasn't missed a game either. He just hasn't been around as long. So you're telling me it's not as impressive? Peyton Manning hasn't missed one. He just hasn't been around as long. Peyton Manning will catch Brett Favre's streak if he wants to.
He's got to be around for another, what
Eight
is
years?
He, at 100?
8 years? 7 years?
I think... No, I just think it's physically going to be near impossibility for that to happen.
Of course it is. That's why it happens once in a lifetime.
That's why it's so damn impressive.
I don't know why you're arguing.
Why do you want to dismiss it? It's fine. It's 297. Oh, well.
I'm saying we've known about it for years. It's not news. I'm saying it is the greatest streak in football.
Well, it happened to end last night. That's why they're talking about it.
Right. It started with you asking me a simple question.
Well, I don't know why you just want to, it's just over, forget it. Let's talk about Duke basketball
now. As usual, you've totally changed the subject. The question was, what's most impressive? What can you even compare it to? I said Cal Ripken streak number one, Brett Favre number two, and now you've totally changed the dialogue of what we're talking about on the show today.
I didn't mean to totally change it. Go ahead, Merritt.
We got Tim from Kearney.
Tim on the Bruce Furniture fan line. Tim, what's up?
Not a lot. You know, I think why everybody this so polarizing is because from the last two or three years, that's all we heard about. You know, if it wasn't shoved down our throats every day, we wouldn't be sick of it. You know, for my money, Cal Ripken first, Lou Gehrig second, Jim Marshall, then Brett Favre. Because I do believe Jim Marshall had the record before Brett, 272 games.
Wow, that's a very good point, Tim. Thanks for the
Fair
call.
Enough.
Well, again, it's all opinion, and that's what drives this show. So there you go. Go to the Dent Popper inbox here. I think Favre's streak is most impressive. Signed, Matt Stafford.
Well, the Chicago Bears have had 23 starting quarterbacks since Brett Favre's streak started. Yeah, it just when it ended. I just think you look back at all the things that have went on since then, and it's truly remarkable for, you know, you say a lineman to play, you know, 250 games or whatever, you know, for a quarterback to play that long, to stand in the pocket, to take shot after shot. I think is totally incredible. Yes, I don't want to diminish what Cal Ripken did at all, because that's a tremendous, tremendous streak, and obviously he stands alone atop that mountain.
Cal Ripken's streak ended in 1998. I would think you would have given it more respect, because obviously that was at, you were in college where sports would have been up front in all that's going on. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We got rodeo, we got wrestling, we got football, Bo Pelini, all that. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia back after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Well, there's family fun, drinks and food. Everyone's wild about the chicken coop.
There's nothing better than hanging out with friends and family watching your favorite sports on TV. And there's no better place to do it than the chicken coop. The chicken coop has everything sports fans want in one place. Lots of screens, lots of games, your favorite drinks, and the best darn food around, like wings, steaks, pizza, and appetizers galore. So when the game's on, have the time of your life at the chicken coop, downtown Kearney and downtown Grand Island. See you there.
I'm Doug Gooden with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Brought to you by Doug Mitchell of Marcotte Insurance, located in the Eagles Nest Plaza, Kearney. The Tri-City Storm is on the road this weekend, battling at Muskegon on Friday and Chicago on Saturday. You can hear both games on Classic Hits 98.9. The Nebraska football team is preparing for the Holiday Bowl December 30th against Washington. The game kicks off at 9 o'clock on ESPN. The Nebraska men's basketball team is off until Saturday when they host Eastern Washington at 6 o'clock. And the Nebraska women head to Las Vegas for three games next week, starting with Houston Saturday, Marist Sunday, and Louisville on Monday. The UNK men's and women's basketball teams are on the road this weekend, playing Colorado Mines Friday and Colorado Christian Saturday. The Hastings College men will be at Mid-American Christian on Saturday in Oklahoma City, and the Hastings women will host the College of the Ozarks on Sunday. Hastings Wrestling is at the Dubuque, Iowa Open Saturday. And that's a Sports Minute.
We'll see partly sunny skies develop across the area today with highs around 36. Southeast winds will also stay at about 10 to 15. With partly cloudy skies tonight, we'll dip back to 17 for a low. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 30.
And I'm steady, but I'm starting to shake. And I don't know how much more I can take.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday, where we still got about 2.5 weeks. How can that be? Today's the 14th. Shouldn't there be like, how is it the 14th? How? That means the end of the year, folks, is getting here awful quick, and they are going to take care of you at Midway. Think Midway.com, and the Midway Auto Group has everything for you, and their gift to you right now during the Christmas season is when you buy any new Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or a Midway certified pre-owned vehicle from the Midway Auto Group, then your maintenance is free for all of 2011. That's 12 full months of service on Midway. You can find out more at Midway.com. And you might think it's too good to be true, but a 2-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, a 2-year, 100,000 roadside assistance, and a 6-month, 6,000-mile comprehensive warranty, a 30-day exchange privilege, and first oil change free. What? All that?
That's what Midway Auto Group does.
2-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, and 2-year, 100,000 roadside assistance, and 6-month, 6,000-mile comprehensive warranty, and 30-day exchange privilege, and first oil changes for free. Find a service center in all the land. It's not too good to be true, because it happens every day at Midway Auto Group in Kearney. Think Midway. PBRSportsNet.com. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets throughout the week to the PBR, which is coming up Saturday night at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds at 7:30. You'll see riders including J.B. Mooney, 2009 world champion Cody Lostrow, along with former world champion Mike Lee, Ryan McConnell, and trading in his saddle for a microphone, Justin McBride going to be around. But telling us all about it, Wayne Wise joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show as we're looking forward to seeing the Bulls and the best come into Kearney on Saturday. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, we're doing great. Now, let me start this off. Where are you right now?
I am in Greeley, Colorado right now.
And where were you last couple of weekends? Were you out at Vegas at all, or were you just watching, or were you at some other PBR events?
You know, I was in Las Vegas for the first few days of the NFR. Prior to that, I had been in Oklahoma City announcing a National Reining Horse Association futurity. You know, I go everywhere, it seems like, whether it's bucking horses or bulls or reining horses. You know, I kind of get around a little bit.
Well, Wayne, I think this is always, and it's great that it's back in Kearney. It had been making a heck of a run there for a few years, and a couple of years, of course, with the fairgrounds getting leveled by the tornado, it kind of knocked it away there for a year. But all the Cowboys seem to think this is a great way to end the year. It's always a fun time in Kearney. You get together, you talk about the year, you talk about what happened in Vegas. Talk about the event here, wrapping up the year.
Well, you know, this is, and I've been to the Kearney PBR two or three times, and it is certainly one of the better events that these guys will go to in a year's time. Now, it's not a built Ford Tough event. You know, it's not one of the televised events. But that really doesn't make any difference. As we look through this rider list, and you mentioned it earlier, we got some big dog players coming to Kearney that, you know, it's going to be just like one of those built Ford Tough events that you see on Versus every week. Same players. Phenomenal bulls, and these guys really like to come to Kearney because, you know, it's a, more of a friendly, family-type atmosphere, if you will.
Wayne, I was just going to say, the availability to these guys, if you're a fan and you watch them on the Built Ford Tough series and you want to get up close and you want to get autographs and you want to take your picture and get the kids out there to take their picture with these guys, the availability is second to none at Kearney.
Absolutely. You know, the venue isn't one of those venues that seats 20,000 people. And these guys are, at this time of year, you know, it's coming into the holidays, of course, and everybody's just really glad to be in town, and probably more so in Kearney than any other place in the country. These guys, as you said, very available to the fans, very available for autographs. You know, it's just kind of down home week.
Wayne Wise joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show talking about the PBR. That's professional bull riders coming in for bull riding Saturday. Wayne, in the past, it'd been kind of a two-night series. It's going to be one night this year. Any change to the format as far as the fans will notice?
You know, I don't think there will be a whole lot of change as far as what the fans will notice, other than the fact that it'll be, you know, it's all going to happen in one night. So, you know, you don't have the luxury, if you're a fan, to say, well, maybe we'll just go Saturday night, or maybe we'll just go Friday night. You've got one shot to come see absolutely the very best bull riders in the world do what they do better than anybody else on the planet.
Wayne, who are the hot guys right now? Who's at the head of the money list?
Oh, my gosh. You know, that's so hard to say because the PBR finals just, you know, a couple months ago concluded. So this is, it's the end of a calendar year, but it's the start of a new year as far as the PBR guys are concerned. So with that being said, you know, you look and you see the J.B. Mooneys, the Mike Lees, the Cody Lostrows, the Jody Newberries, North Platte's very own Dustin Elliott. He just got through competing at the National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. He'd been to Las Vegas for the PBR Finals. And, you know, yeah, it's hard to say who's the number one guy right now because it's so early in the year. And, again, that kind of adds into why Kearney is such a good event. There's a lot of money on the table, and these guys, A, they like the atmosphere. B, they like the idea that they can come ride for a big pocket full of money to get started, you know, in their quest for the PBR World Finals.
Wayne Wise is joining us here on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show as the PBR rolls into Kearney on Saturday. Daddy, I got to thinking, and Wayne just touched on it, PBR in Vegas, the National Finals in Vegas. I'm guessing these Cowboys got some pretty kick-ass reward points.
Yeah, they're getting stuff comped all over Vegas. The one good thing is I know a lot of these Cowboys, they'll stick around after the event, and they might even have a cocktail with you, Wayne.
You know what? That's absolutely true. You know, some of these guys will have a cocktail with you, which reminds me, it's not all that good of a segue, but whatever. Justin McBride is supposed to be in Kearney for an appearance. I know J.W. Hart has been, you know, kind of riding him for the last 2, 3, 4 years, ever since Justin retired, to come back out. I don't think that's what's going to happen, but we do know that Justin is going to be in the house doing, I don't know, playing his guitar, riding the bull. I don't know yet. I'm kind of anxious to find out.
I'd like to see him play the guitar and ride the bull. You know, it'd be kind of like something they tried to put you on once, Tony. It didn't move very fast.
There you go.
If a guy could play a guitar and ride a bull at the same time, that would be something to buy a ticket for.
Well, and if one person could do it, it'd probably be Justin McBride.
No kidding. Just another couple minutes here with Wayne on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's been a while. I mean, we've had Justin on the show and in the studio. We've had JB in studio before with the event a couple of years back. But the PBR, in its infancy, we talked about it. Then it was pretty well established. And now it's a home run hitter, don't you think, Wayne?
Oh, it is absolutely the most phenomenal sporting event, if you want to say it like that, because it has had so much exposure on television. People across the country know J.B. Mooney. They know Cody Lostroe. They know the Bulls. They've got a fan base. The PBR has a fan base second to none, and it's growing every day.
Wayne, explain the difference to the fans out there that have been watching the NFR and been watching the bull riding there. Do some of these guys go back and forth between the circuits, or y'all are one?
Well, there are a few guys that will, you know, work both sides, if you will. J.B. Mooney, he goes to a lot of pro rodeos. And, of course, you know, Dustin Elliott, we just talked about him. Dustin, wow, that guy's phenomenal. To rodeo as hard as you have to rodeo to make it to the National Finals Rodeo, plus be riding at a level that earns you a spot at the PBR World Finals, Dustin Elliott, he's kind of my hero. He's the man.
hey Wayne, now how do these bull riders survive without the barrel racers around?
You know, I think they get along really just fine, because there's probably been more bull riders in the rodeo industry hurt by barrel racing horses than any, you know, yeah, bull riding, that's no real danger there. But hey, if you're walking around the alleys and the barrel racing is about to happen, those crazy barrel horses just smoke people left and right. So I don't think they miss them that bad.
They're ready to go. They're on constant. They're like on constant hot shot on the backside all the time. Wayne, we look forward to seeing you on Saturday night. Anything else the folks need to know before we let you go?
Well, other than the fact that we start at 7:30, and that means that we're going to start at 7:30, we got some really cool opening things that everybody wants to come be a part of, I'm sure. And, bottom line, get your tickets now, because if this event is anything like it has been in the past, it's going to sell out, so you better get your tickets quick.
Wayne, we look forward to seeing you Saturday night. Thanks for giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and safe travels.
Hey, thanks, guys. We'll see you in a few days.
Sounds good. Saturday night, Wayne Wise and all the Cowboys will be on hand for the Midway Auto Group PBR Challenge at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Get underway at 7:30. Tickets are on sale now, and we're going to give you a chance to win some tickets to the PBR here in just a moment. Always fun, and since it's two nights, he's right. Get your tickets, because there's no either and or. Maybe go one night. It's one night only on Saturday night. There's going to be some great, great performers.
Yeah, looking forward to it. You mentioned the list, and North Platte's own Dustin Elliott's coming to town. Justin McBride, you think there's a chance he could get on the back of a bull?
No.
But that's just my opinion. I don't know. It's just my opinion.
Howard chimes in. If you missed the start of the show, Daddy wanted to know where Brett Favre's streak ranked. He thinks it's better than Jesus Christ rising from the dead, apparently. But here's what H says from Overton. I think Jimmy Johnson should have some recognition for 5 straight championship wins. Go NASCAR.
Okay, that would be one that's not up there, in my opinion.
Oh. Because you don't watch NASCAR? You don't understand NASCAR?
Well, I think I get the gist.
I mean, how far does the streak have to go?
I would say 13.
My. Let's give away a pair of tickets to Saturday night's PBR. As we go to break, we're going to come back. We're going to hear from Bo Pelini. We're going to talk with Wood River Wrestling coach Darren Waddington. We are going to, Daddy requested it, and we haven't got to it yet, the old Doug and Matt 12 Days of Christmas from back when what's-his-name was the football coach at the University of Nebraska. God, even when he was on the Monday Night Football bus a week ago, he wanted to reach through and just go, really? Really? You're that way 24/7. We're going to give you a chance right now. And here's you know, we could ask a bull riding question. We could ask a Mullen question. But it's Tuesday. It's early. And trivia's later with Troutman. So let's give you a chance. Lucky caller number 7. Caller 7 right now at 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Caller 7 gets a pair of tickets to the Midway Auto Group PBR Challenge Saturday at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds.
The Bose Wave Music System. It's elegantly small, with sound that brings new life to music, and it makes a great gift. Forbes FYI says it sounds like a system that costs 5 times more. Visit Bose.com/enjoy or call 1-800-485-2476 for a 30-day risk-free trial. Call by December 31st and save $100 when you order the Wave Music System together with our optional multi-CD changer. Also ask about financing. 1-800-485-2476.
The Sears Automotive Center knows that when you get your car back from the shop, you don't want to feel like you've been taken for a ride. That's why the Sears Blue Automotive Crew offers Price Match Plus to get you the best price guaranteed. Through October 7th, hurry in for hot buys on Goodyear tires. Save up to $60 on a purchase of 4. Plus, go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $19.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for 3 touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see partly sunny skies develop across the area today with highs around 36. Southeast winds will also stay at about 10 to 15. With partly cloudy skies tonight, we'll dip back to 17 for a low. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 30.
I'm feeling like a star, you can't stop my shine. I'm cloudy cloud nine, my head's in the sky. I'm solo, I'm riding solo.
Doug and Danny Show, solo. Central Nebraska's ESPN solo, Radio solo. Superstation. Who's our winner, Merritt?
Andy from Kearney. Well, he was going to sprain himself getting to that piece of paper, so I just thought I'd chime in for him.
The memory span. 888-455-ESPN. Go to our website and vote on the Sun Heat Hot Topic. We've had it up for about a week and quite a few votes on there about which is a bigger disappointment. This came after the Big 12 championship. Losing to Texas in the 09 game where the second was put back on the clock. Losing this year to Oklahoma where you blow a 17-0 lead. Or playing Washington again in the Holiday Bowl. Did you vote?
No, I didn't.
Which one's the bigger disappointment to you?
I think it has to be the Texas game.
Playing Washington again in the Holiday Bowl gets 60%. Losing to Oklahoma, 24%. Losing to Texas, 16%. But get on and vote now. Yeah. Coach Bo Pelini spoke to the media for the first time since the Big 12 championship yesterday. Somebody had to ask him, you know, Coach, what about all this Miami talk?
I addressed it like I did everybody else. Like I said, I tried to address it with you guys before the people I talked to before the whole thing went down, but you didn't believe what I said, so you do with it what you may.
I guess what he means by the people he talked to, because the Lincoln Journal Star and the Omaha World Herald both reported, and he just basically said there's nothing to say. They always want more. And by they, I mean we, the media, always wants more.
But you're saying...
You know, for the first time after the championship game, for not being able to talk to Bo Pelini for 9 days, this session was about 3 minutes and 10 seconds long. Usually it would have been 7, 8, 9 minutes.
Yeah. Doug, do you... Okay, go back and to the people he talked to before this was all went out. So you think he talked to either Sipple from the Journal Star or Mitch Sherman?
I know he did.
Okay. He talked to somebody from both papers and said, hey, nothing's going on here. It's a dead subject. Then they kept going with it.
Well, there was still in the paper the next day, but yet Miami's reporting this. That's all they were saying. They didn't say they didn't believe Coach Pelini. Then Coach Pelini was asked about the rematch. He says,
I don't care what people say. I mean, people are going to say whatever they want to say, and I could care less what people outside of this building say.
Well, people are saying that you might not be ready, Coach. I mean, you might not care because you're playing the same team you're playing again.
Yeah, just they started off with the questions about Miami, though, right? And ticked him off right away?
No, they didn't.
He was ticked when he got there.
This was before the Miami questions.
There's no concern. It seems like you guys are concerned or you're concerned. It's we earned our way. We're looking forward to playing a good opponent in Washington, and that's how it fell, and period, end of story.
Period, end of story. Bo Pelini speaking after practice yesterday. A couple of notes. Niles Paul looks like he should be able to go. Hopefully a big game for Niles, get him back up on the board with the pro scouts into the All-Star games in January. Mike Smith broke the foot, hasn't been able to play. They want to get him back, maybe get in the game. Coach Pelini, you know, Smith said evidently to one of the reporters, hey, yeah, I'm going to try and get back. Maybe I will get to play. And Coach Pelini was a little guarded about that. He goes, we'll see. We'll see. Well, there's been a lot of high school sports already. Tonight we've got a little basketball for you on Classic Hits 98.9, Kearney Catholics at Ravenna, 6 and 7:45. Also, on the program tomorrow, Mike Shadwinkle, head coach at Grand Island, the number one wrestling program or number one team right now in the state of Nebraska. They've got the Flatwater Fracas coming up this weekend. We'll talk to him. And also, the number one team in Class C is Wood River, and they are coached by Darren Waddington, who joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, coming off their own invite last Friday. I was doing some basketball Thursday. The referees ran off the court. The mats hit the ground, and they were right after it. Darren, I was wondering why so many wrestlers were hanging around to watch a girls' basketball game, buddy.
Well, we're just proud supporters, you know.
Well, and the girls, of course, came away a winner, but you guys went in, and you were telling me, I obviously had a chance to talk with Darren that night about the invite. This baby has grown, and not just in teams coming in, but in the level of quality. Let's face it, you guys have built your program. Central City's built their program. Amherst has been a staple, and those were the top three teams. But what did you have, 13 teams, and you've had some programs. St. Cecilia was there. Kearney Catholic was there. You had some matchups in the semifinals that we won't see until conference or maybe even state.
Yeah, actually, we got 16 teams in there, and 17 if you count my JV team I had in. But yeah, there were some great quarterfinal matches in that tournament. It just happens right now that, you know, we've got a pretty good squad, and Central City is, of course, loaded, and Amherst loaded. And so, yeah, there was some big-time matchups. I talked to the officials just when I called early in the week to confirm what time they're going to be there. And I know one of them told me, he said, yeah, we already had a meeting. We got to get our boots strapped on because there were some, we had some state medalists, state qualifier kids that, you know, medaled last year's state tournament, didn't even medal in our tournament. So, you know, just worked out that way this year. All the best kids were at certain weights, and so it was a good tournament.
Darren, I know obviously you guys want to be number one at the end of the year when they give you a trophy for it, but you feel you're deserving of that ranking right now?
You know what, rankings are one man's opinion. I don't put too much stock in them. I've been there as a wrestler, been there as a coach, and ultimately the only one that matters at the end of the year. So, you know what, if we win at the end of the year and we get that trophy, then, yeah, I'll say we deserved it, but sometimes rankings can be a curse. I mean, that showed last year at state tournament too. So, honestly, it gives you a target on your back, and it's nice for fans and parents. But we don't talk about it. We don't put any stock in it. Right? You know, ultimately, it's how you perform in February. So, we'll see how we end up at the end of the season, and I'll be able to tell you whether we deserved it or not.
Whatever wrestling coach Darren Waddington is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Darren, what about getting tested so early in the season, especially when you've got a lot? I mean, you're ranked number one because you got a lot of kids coming back that are very good, so they get tested before Christmas. Talk about the importance of that.
Well, it's important. My philosophy is I like to be tested all season long, you know. When I first come here, and it's by no means a dig at anybody, but our schedule was kind of a cupcake schedule, and so you win all season long, and then you hit the district tournament where it's a little tougher, and you hit the state tournament, and all of a sudden your kids don't know how to compete in those big matches in that tough situation. So my opinion is, you know, you throw them in the fire early, and hopefully they harden as the season goes. Particularly young kids, you know, you got to be careful sometimes, but I know our 103-pounder definitely benefited from it because I really thought that, you know, it's going to be a tough tournament for him, which it was, but he stepped up and looked so much better than he did the week before in the face of that competition. And so kids are resilient. They tend to, you know, they tend to step up sometimes when you really put the pressure on them rather than protect them. So that's just my philosophy, and it just helps us out down the road, you know, becoming tested early.
Darren, Christian Nielsen got his 100th win. Congratulations to him on that. He's 7-0 at 112 pounds. When you look at the new numbers and the matches people are getting, what's the magical number in your mind now? 20 years ago, 100 wins, it was, you know, all over the newspapers and stuff. With the amount of matches kids are getting now, is there a new number that people are shooting for?
Yeah, you know, I had this discussion with my coaching staff last couple of years. You know, 100's not as big a deal as it used to be. We'll have kids like last year, Nielsen had 41 matches or whatever because he was, you know, he's never in the consies. So theoretically, if you have a real good kid come in, 100 wins is going to be reached his junior year. I mean, Lambert did it last year. He's at 124 now, I think he is. So, you know, obviously a kid that wins 100 matches is still a good kid. A lot of it depends on your schedule, too. You know, if you don't go to a lot of dual tournaments,
right,
you go to just a lot of invites and everything, 100 matches is still a big deal. So I don't want to take 100 away from anybody. But, you know, like on our schedule, you said Nielsen 7-0, but, you know, we wrestle this Saturday at Boone Central and then again next Tuesday at Sutton. And in those 2 days, we're going to pick up another 10 matches. You know, so we're going to double his matches in basically 2 days.
Right.
Wood River's also going to be at home for a dual tournament over the Christmas break on the 30th.
Yeah.
It seems like, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Darren, we're starting to move more towards these dual tournaments than invites. A duel was a duel back in the day. You never used to hear of a duel tournament. Now, the next three that you're in are duel tournaments.
Yeah, the idea is just get more matches. You know, we're limited on competition points, and, you know, at least right now they haven't changed it on us, so we can go to a duel tournament and pick up 5 matches for the same number of competition points as a regular invite, where a good kid like that may only get 3 or sometimes 2 with a bye. And so, you know, you got to be kind of careful which dual tournaments you go to, because you can also never wrestle anybody and just pick up forfeits too. And that's the record's great, but my whole philosophy is mat time. I want as many matches as we can get within reason. You know, I've also, you got to keep an eye on it because, you know, kids, you know, 8-10 matches in a couple days is hard on the body. So,
hey, Darren, did the Garfield boys get after it when nobody was watching on Friday?
No, you know what? It was real civil. Probably the most civil I've ever seen them, just because everything was kind of pretty cut and dried. You know, were they where they had their horses, you know, we had good kids, but maybe didn't have the horse they did, and then vice versa, where we had a couple of our horses, they had decent kids. And so we didn't have much to argue about. We argue about petty things more than wrestling that day.
Darren, go back to the dual deal. Should there be a dual state tournament champion and then an individual champion?
Yeah, I agree with that. And, you know, and actually that's been proposed in the past. Hurdle number one so far, the NWCA, or NSWCA, Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coach Association, got some new leaders, and Alan Picorni from Bennington is one of them. They've really been pushing that, and I really do think that's important for our sport. You know, we're one of the few states of the surrounding states that doesn't have it already, and sometimes a tournament team doesn't really show the full strength of a team. You know, in my opinion, you know, there were several years ago, we placed in the top 10, but we were probably a top 5 dual team. And the true strength of a program, in my book, is, you know, can you get the kids out? Can you take some kids that maybe weren't very good wrestlers and make them competitive wrestlers where they can win some matches for you in a duel? Where in a tournament they may not do so well. You know, you can have 4 state champions at state tournament and win a state title. But that might be the only 4 kids on your team. And so I think it's important, just another aspect of coaching or as a team, to really show the true character of your team as far as that goes.
Hey, Darren, thanks for giving us some time today. Have a great holiday and get some more wins for these kids. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks, guys.
Take care. Darren Waddington, head wrestling coach of the number one team in Class C at Wood River. A comment that will get me thrown under the bus in the wrestling community, the dual tournaments. A state dual tournament, Darren's right on one point. I don't know how you separate a new building program if you can't have quality kids at every weight. I really think that you pick up a piece of paper and you look and you go, here's my number of kids, whatever it is, if you can fill it out at 14 or if you only got 12. Having to forfeit anywhere in a dual tournament, I think, makes it I just think it takes way too much away from a true – I mean – well, how can you penalize a school with 11 stud wrestlers, especially if you're in Class C or D? I mean, it's a different story in A and B, where the majority of the schools are going to be filled out in weights, and that's not always the case. But boy, when you're spotting somebody 12 points right off the get-go, pretty hard to win a duel when you do that, and you can still have a great, great team. So it's something that'll be interesting to see if the NSAA okays. Because obviously they would have it the week after the state tournament. I think there's more chance of upsets at what we have now. On a dual tournament, yeah, you may have a kid upset, but I just think it would be a much easier to pick who's going to win the state dual tournament than who's going to win in the individuals. Maybe I'm wrong. Yeah, you know Scott's going to go in and win a team title, you know, by all the points they have, but they're also going to win the dual title. So
you would think.
It's been a discussion in the wrestling community for a long time, and if all the wrestling guys and coaches and competitors and athletes were listening all at one time, we could do a 2-hour-plus show on that, and I'm sure that they want as much wrestling as possible. I know that. So whatever that takes, that's thumbs up for. Need to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. And, folks, let me just say this. I think Daddy has come up with a great one. Back after this.
Right now, every time you buy something, anything with your Discover card, you automatically have a chance to win up to $1 million.
So if I buy these jeans, I could win $1 million.
Yep.
This stainless steel dishwasher.
Uh-huh.
This chocolate bar.
You bet.
This chocolate bar.
Didn't you just buy that?
It's my emergency chocolate.
Oh, gotcha. Remember, using your Discover card could make you a millionaire. Learn more at discover.com. It pays to discover. Visit discover.com/giveaway for alternate entry options.
The Other Guys on unrated Blu-ray and DVD.
Let's have a great day, everyone.
Shut your face.
Includes both theatrical and extended versions of the film.
I woke up, I took the belt off my neck, and I got out of there. What are you going to do, though, you know, bar mitzvahs?
Rolling Stone says The Other Guys is a riot.
You totally undersold it. The pageantry, the costumes, wow.
From the guys who brought you Step Brothers and Talladega Nights, Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg.
I like this back and forth.
Shut up!
The Other Guys.
I feel like I'm partners with the Hulk.
Get it on unrated Blu-ray and DVD December 14th. Theatrical version rated PG-13.
Wait a minute. You might think this is too good to be true. A 2-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, 2-year, 100,000-mile roadside assistance package, a 6-month, 6,000-mile comprehensive warranty, a 30-day exchange privilege, first oil changes for free, and the finest service center in all the land. It does sound too good to be true, but it's not, because it happens every day right here at the Midway Auto Group in Kearney. With all that Midway has to offer, you might think they couldn't do more. Well, they did, and it's their gift to you. Right now, during this Christmas season through January 1st, when you buy any new Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep, or Midway certified pre-owned vehicle from the Midway Auto Group, your maintenance is free for all of 2011. Listen, that's 12 full months of service on them. Find out more at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep or Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac or online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way.
More exciting high school basketball comes your way in the month of December on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. On Tuesday, Classic Hits 98.9 FM brings you one of the top rivalries of the Lou Platt Conference as the Kearney Catholic Stars travel to Ravenna to take on the Blue Jays. Girls tip at 6, boys at 7:45. More basketball on ESPN, 1230 KHAS, and Classic Hits 98.9 as we take you towards Christmas.
We'll see partly sunny skies develop across the area today with highs around 36. Southeast winds will also stay at about 10 to 15. With partly cloudy skies tonight, we'll dip back to 17 for a low. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 30.
Duck and Daddy Show, where all of our guests are taken care of by the fine folks at Burger King, located in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte, as well as the two locations in Kearney near Kearney Cinema at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue, and next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, where right now the original chicken sandwich or the new chicken club with bacon and tomato, buy one, get one free. All right, Daddy. NFL. Has Brett Favre played his last game?
I would think yes.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say if you're gonna give him the swan song the whole time and the fond farewell, he's going to come in and play a quarter or do something like that. I mean, Minnesota's out of it. So it's not like they have to give Tavarius Jackson, and they will. They want to give him all the snaps they want. But whatever the last home game is, I'm thinking if Favre is healthy enough, you put him out there and let him play.
How about he goes in for two plays and clunks his knee?
Whatever.
Favre's done it 297 times. He gets out there. It's me.
Here's what I want to know for you. I'm going to give you an NFL team, and you tell me if they are capable of winning a playoff game, a single playoff game. I don't care if they're favorites or if they're a three-point dog. I just want to know, yes or no.
Are they capable of advancing?
Can they win a playoff game? Not having a bye, not being the best team in the league, do you think they would win or could win a playoff game? Not depending on who they play.
Gotcha.
Philadelphia.
Yes.
Giants.
Yes.
Chicago.
No.
Green Bay.
Yes.
Atlanta.
Yes.
New Orleans.
Yes.
Tampa Bay.
No.
Really? I think Tampa Bay is capable. I've seen what they've done to the Falcons. I've seen what they've done to some of the other teams. Now, what they did in the rain against Washington, that's not impressive, but it's a win, and a win is a win, I've been told, in the National Football League. St. Louis.
No.
Seattle.
No.
New England.
Yes.
The Jets.
No.
Miami.
No.
See, I'd say yes to Miami. Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Baltimore.
Yes.
Jacksonville.
No.
Okay, I agree there. The Colts.
Yes, they got Manning. Yes, yes.
Kansas City.
See, this is a high-low deal.
I'm going to go no because they haven't showed up in the big games.
I would say no as well.
San Diego.
No.
You don't think they can win a playoff game? They never lose in December. I would say yes, they're capable. They're capable. Let's do Troutman's Tuesday trivia. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you have not won in the past 2 months, you are eligible. Let's go back to what started the show and the Brett Favre streak. Daddy, what is the trivia question this week?
Among current NFL coaches, only this man And what team did he coach? Was a head man in 1992.
Okay, in English, there is only one coach in the National Football League coaching today that was coaching the day that Brett Favre's streak began. Who's that coach, and what team was he coaching then, not now? 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
This is John.
John, do you know the answer?
I'd have to say it'd be Fisher from Tennessee, and he was under Belichick at Cleveland.
Incorrect. 888-455-ESPN. This current head coach was a head coach in 92 when Brett Favre's streak began. Who is that coach, and what team was he coaching in 92? Who are we chatting with?
This is Bob.
Bob, do you know the answer?
Well, I think he was right. It was Fisher, but it was the Houston Oilers.
I think you're incorrect on both accounts.
That is wrong. It is not Jeff Fisher.
It is
not Jeff Fisher. We'll throw that out. 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
This is Chris.
Chris, do you know the answer? Chris, do you know the question?
Dennis Green from the Packers.
That's incorrect.
No, that's not right. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. It's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Yeah, it's Jeff.
Do you know the answer?
I don't, but I'm going to guess. Mike Shanahan with the Broncos.
That was my guess, and it's wrong. That was my guess, and it was wrong. So you're very damn intelligent, but you're wrong like I am. Let's stay on the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Sean.
Sean, do you know the answer?
Well, I thought I did, and then when he said Shanahan, it got me thinking, but I'm going to guess Holmgren. Mike Holmgren was the coach, and he was coaching at Green Bay.
That is incorrect.
He's not a coach now.
Yeah, and he's not coaching now. Again, to refresh your memory, this is Brett Favre, streak ending. There is one coach that is coaching head coach. He's a head coach today in the NFL, and he was a head coach in 92. Who is that head coach, and what team was he coaching in 92? Who are we chatting with?
Justin,
do you know the answer?
Was it Belichick with the Browns?
There it is!
Oh, very nice!
The first caller was right there, mentioned Belichick and the Browns. Bill Belichick was the head coach of the hapless Cleveland Browns in 92, and now, of course, the dynasty that is the New England Patriots. $25 gift card coming your way. Hang on the line, and Merritt will get you hooked up. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Wow, that was a good one. I was going old regime, somebody that had coached, then didn't coach for a while, and then that's why Shanahan popped into my head. And I knew it wasn't Fisher because that's only 16 years.
Mike Holmgren and Bill Cowher were in their first seasons as head coaches then.
Belichick.
So for that Holmgren question, yes, he was a coach of the Packers, but certainly not a coach now.
That's a good one, Tone. It's a good one. Hey, a couple of other sporting notes. Husker place kicker and punter Alex Henry named one of three finalists for the fourth annual Rudy Award announced by the Rudy Foundation. It honors student-athletes who demonstrate exemplary character, courage, contribution, and commitment to their collegiate football teams. And, yes, it is named after Rudy Rudiger and the movie and Notre Dame and all of that. The three finalists will be honored and the overall winner announced during the awards ceremony in Dallas January 11th. That's not good, Tony. That's at the American Football Coaches Association convention. Henry's never won in Dallas. Also finalists. Well, we're going to tell you who's going to win.
If one person could win in Dallas, it would be Alex.
North Carolina State. Well, he didn't get a chance this year. Michael Lemon and Boston College's Mark Herzlich. Going to be tough to beat Herzlich. He was the cancer survivor. Had to set out last year. Played this year for Boston College. But you can vote, and it's up on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com for Alex Henry. There you go. Again, legends and leaders. We went over this yesterday. Really, the whole country is laughing at the Big Ten. And I know it's not a big deal, but yeah, it kind of is. You're going to be referred to that for, they think, years and years and years.
Douglas, I want you to know that right now you need a prescription.
I know you're working.
I got a prescription yesterday. But why are you waiting for your prescription?
That's just dumb.
You say pharmacy.
It's Christmas time. I got
5 minutes or less.
5 minutes?
Plus, transfers are easy to do. It just takes a couple minutes. This is the best time of year to get your prescription transferred to USAFE Pharmacy. Low, low, low prices. Wide variety of generic drugs for $10 for 100 days. Yeah, you heard that right. Many of the generic drugs are available for $10 for 100 days. All insurance plans offered in the area are accepted at USave Pharmacy. Make the switch to faster service at lower prices. Two-lane drive-through also. So if you've got coughing, crying kids, you can go through the drive-through and no problem. Boom. The prescription comes right out to you so you can get those kids to quit coughing. Free mail out, free delivery, convenient location, 2nd Avenue, just south of Dairy Queen. Why wait? Get to USave Pharmacy today.
Chris from Lawrence says, I hate to agree with Doug, but Cal Ripken's streak at 26-32 is more impressive than Brett Favre's. The next closest active streak to Cal is 204. That's not even a season and a half. Three in the National Football League are at 205. So there you go.
Fair enough. Fair enough. You look, the next Peyton Manning at 205, Eli at 100, and Phillip Rivers, the next quarterback, at 77 games.
Congratulations, Scott Diebold. Not surprised, but always am with the USHL on the same token. He has been named the USHL Goaltender of the Week for his 43-save performance in 44 shots on goal in the 2-1 win Saturday against Fargo, and the Storm will be back on the road for a pair of games Friday and Saturday that you'll hear on Classic Hits 98.9. Tonight you'll hear basketball, though. Kearney Catholic at Ravenna, the doubleheader, starts at 6 o'clock. Thanks to all the folks who called and emailed the show today, to Wayne Wise with the Professional Bull Riders Tour. He's going to be your announcer coming up Saturday night. More chances to win tickets on the show this week. Also to Darren Waddington, the head wrestling coach at Class C number 1 Wood River. Tomorrow, Mike Shadwinkle from Grand Island Wrestling is going to join us to talk about the fracas at the Heartland Event Center. Also, Loper Link getting you ready for their sports. And tomorrow we will do the 12 Days of Christmas, Daddy, because I know you need to be happy.
And we'll see you 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.